AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delayed 40 minutes by technical issues, the ex-social media chat between former President Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Trump claimed there was an audience of 60 million when it actually peaked at 1.3.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
Calling asylum seekers.
People that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things.
And
they're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you.
That's never been proven. A statement by the Harris Walls campaign called it self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Democratic convention next week. Sources say former Presidents Obama and Clinton will address the delegates, as will President Trump. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation into CenterPoint Energy, electric utility for Houston, over its fumbled response post-Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. It will not threaten the U.S., but Tropical Storm Ernesto has formed.
Still more than 900 miles to the east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, but it's moving fast, west at 28 miles per hour. Ernesto is going to get to that Lesser Antilles pretty quickly, the northern part of it at least. Tropical storm warnings include Puerto Rico, St. Martin, St. Vincent. We're talking about 3 to 6 inches of rain. Widespread and up to 10 locally. Then we'll turn the path to the north, and it's by Thursday that we see it becoming a hurricane and then takes a track toward Bermuda.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. After losing batteries for his GPS device and ending up badly off course, 60-year-old Jim the Shark Dryer ended his bid to swim 80 miles across Lake Michigan from Grand Haven to Milwaukee. A support boat fished him out last Thursday, telling him he'd been swimming north instead of west. He had 47 more miles to go instead of the 23 he figured, and the forecast was for waves up to 9 feet. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject two proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game two of a four-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field, Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher, you know, like this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. you know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fine for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have primary day coverage across Wisconsin and more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away. Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
So, I want to clear something up. I said Conrad auditioned for Big Brother earlier and wore a one piece. It was MILF Manor and he wore a Speedo. Now that is technically a one piece, but
you got it right. You got it right.
I just want to clarify.
Wait, I'm surprised you didn't get on.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, you can keep talking about Conrad. I have something after.
No, please. That was
oh, no,
my
I have
segue.
I have a treat for you. We were talking about juggling.
Oh, nice.
And I can do a little juggling right now. And because radio, you'll have to narrate it. Okay. It's two dog toys and a iPod or AirPod.
Oh, my
case.
Gosh.
Ready?
This will be impressive. All right. Andrea Belke is juggling if you're watching on the stream. Wow. That's impressive.
Okay. I'm actually impressed that I could do that.
How did you? So those are like random items you just found in the room you're in right now? That's really impressive.
I'm actually at my boyfriend's place. So I was looking at my place. I have juggling balls, okay. But I just had to grab some dog toys. But I wanted to prove that if it's on the resume, I want to make sure that, you know, it's legit.
I didn't doubt you, but it is nice to have verification. I will say I used to do stand up comedy. And when I was touring in the 90s, I was the middle act on the show. And there was a guy who closed his show. I think it was in Des Moines or something. And he did this thing where he like juggled sticks. And he's like really trying to get the crowd into it. He's like, how about that, folks? Huh? Look at this. Huh? Look at this. And they're giving him nothing. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. It was hard to watch because that was his big closing bit. Well, after the show, the club owner comes over to him and says, we had another guy last week that juggled sticks, but he lit them on fire.
Oh.
So oh, wow. What you just did was much more impressive, Andrea. Okay, so I want to ask you, all right, so you've hosted, you've acted, you were on Survivor, you've played yourself, you've hosted, you've acted. What was being on The Marvelous Miss Maisel like? That's a great credit to have.
Yeah, so, okay, I will be honest with you. It was one line.
Okay.
The line was, we are 34. Good. Pretty good. Yeah, so some of those credits, like I was on Blue Bloods, I was on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I was on an HBO show. The HBO show actually was like 10 lines, but
nice.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I mean, the acting industry, because you're an actor as well.
I've got some acting credits, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, it's tough. You know, you audition, you'll be for something. I'll go in for bubbly blonde 30s morning show host and I won't book it. You know, it's like me. I've gone in for like reality star on like the small, you know, like you're watching a show and there's a TV show on in the background.
Right.
And I still won't book blonde 30s reality star. It's crazy.
Grew up on a farm, can juggle. Yeah, next.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, obviously there's a lot more people that are way more talented than me, but a lot of times it really is a numbers game. It's the, you know, the producers, the directors, they just, it's off of like the vibe they want, or we liked her, but we want to go with a brunette. So I've auditioned for a lot of shows, and I did book Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it was, you know, for one line, it was a full day shoot.
Still a credit. It's still a credit on IMDb, and you're, that's carries a lot of weight, I would imagine. You don't have to tell people it's one line, right?
Yeah, no, I want to be honest with you, because it was actually really funny, and it kind of ties back into Survivor, is Rachel Brosnahan, who is the star of that show, she is a massive Survivor fan, which I did not know.
Oh, nice.
And so I show up to set, even though I wasn't in a scene with her, she was in the next scene, so she was getting ready. And when she saw me, she kind of like lost her mind, because she is a big fan of Survivor and of me, I guess, for whatever reason.
You're a fan favorite.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess she really likes me on the show. So she thought that it was a treat for her, like she was doing so well that like they booked me to surprise her. Then she realized, oh, Andrea actually is an actor and like auditioned for this and everything. But she came up to me and just like, I am the hugest fan, and can I please, when we have breaks, can I just pick your brain on Survivor? And so, you know, on set, you'll be sitting around for hours and hours, and she would just ask me every single Survivor question. And she was the nicest. She's so nice, so talented, so cool. And we just talked Survivor every time there was, you know, downtime. So that was pretty fun. And then I saw her on the circuit at the Emmys and everything when she was, you know, when Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was doing so well in the circuit. So that was a really cool moment.
Those are the stories I just love hearing, is the backstage stuff, you know, the downtime, like when funny things happen or you have an interesting back and forth with someone. That's the stuff I absolutely live for. My guest is Andrea Belke. She's spending a couple more minutes with us here, being very gracious with her time, because she, if you see her resume, folks, yeah, I could paper my walls with your resume, with all the gigs you did. I don't even know. That's crazy. But would you give up, Andrea, with, like, you said you studied theater in college. You got some good acting credits. You have some really good hosting credits. And then you've got Survivor, obviously. If you had to pick, which of those avenues would you take? Where do you want to end up?
I would say that the TV hosting is my favorite. I think with acting, I'm a decent actor. I like the bit parts, but I'm not. I think I just kind of learned that I don't think I'm the best actor there ever was. Like sometimes, you know, I would leave like an audition and go, oh, was that good? I have no idea. Like, I think so. Or you get a callback. You know, I've had enough validation to know like, okay, you're in the running for these things. You're getting callbacks, you're working. But I think with TV hosting, I always feel like myself, and it really is, you know, it's you. And I finally, when I discovered TV hosting, it felt like such a better fit. Mm. And I finally felt like, oh, I found something I'm actually really good at. And then it's, you know, just like a lot of things in the arts, it's subjective. If you don't like me on TV, then, you know, that's fine. Right. But I just feel like it's the one thing that I know I can go in there and nail it, and I have full confidence. Whereas acting, I'm always like, oh, I don't know. And then reality stuff, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I don't really want to be just known as a reality star. Nothing against reality shows, but,
right.
You know, Survivor had its time, and it led to so many cool things. It doesn't have longevity unless you know, you're doing some of these shows. If you're on like The Challenge or something, and you're, you know, you start at 20 years old and you're still on it at 40. Like some people make a career out of it.
But
I like working. So I think that the TV hosting would be the one that I would choose.
All right. Couple more questions for you. We talk about movies and TV on the show a lot, and what we're watching. We do a lot of comedy on the show. But do you have a show you're watching right now that you can recommend? Something you're binging maybe, or cringe watching?
I'm the worst. It's honestly one of the most embarrassing things about me. It's like I'm really ashamed that I watch a lot of reality shows. I'm actually watching Big Brother.
Okay.
And I just finished Love Island. I'm not proud of it, Teen. I'm not proud of it.
Well, we all have guilty pleasures, right? I mean, that's not, there's worse things.
I watch the like murder docs. Like it's not, it's like I go on Netflix and there's like, oh, there was a murder. And then it's not something I'm proud of, but I find that my brain is wired a certain way where I can't sit down and watch something and pay full attention. So a lot of times it's like I just have it on while I'm doing dishes or cleaning, and I'll be watching some reality show where I don't really have to fully pay attention.
Nice.
So I'm not the best person to ask with that.
I do that too. Like,
are you disappointed?
No, because every answer I get somehow is beneficial, because we get, oh, I watch this and this. There's some people that watch everything. There's some people that have one show that I've never heard of that's cool. And then there's, honestly, a lot of people don't say reality. So I'm kind of glad you said that. But, and that would be a good show to have on, or a that kind of genre, because I try to watch Shogun and everything is in subtitles. And I like to play video poker on my phone while I'm watching TV, and I can't, like,
You can't do it. I do want to continue watching The Bear.
Yeah.
I really like the first season. I want to keep going. Same. I just keep putting it off because I think, okay, I have to be in the mindset. I'm so fidgety. Yeah. It's hard for me to even sit still. So I'm like moving and grooving, like trying to watch a show. So if I can have a show kind of on in the background while I'm doing other things or working, I think that's probably why you keep talking about my resume. It's probably like, honestly, at night, I just like sometimes keep working.
Well, you don't get a resume.
It's not good.
You don't get a resume. You don't get a resume that full by binge watching TV. That's not going to take
like
you where
you
want to go.
Like at night, honestly, I'll like just like, I also do some photography, videography with my sister. And there's always something to edit. So, you know, at night, sometimes I'll put on something in the background and just like edit photos. And honestly, it's fun. It's fun for me. It's hard for me to really relax, but coming back to Milwaukee after New York, I find time to actually relax or play volleyball or do like, you know, I'm training for a half marathon. Like that's my way of like unwinding, is maybe just like doing something outside, like athletic, I guess.
Wow. That's impressive. What about movies? Have you seen any of the summer blockbusters?
Name them. What have I
seen? That's a no, first of all.
No, it's a problem. And people actually point this out about me. And it's something I need to work on, is they'll be like, how do you want to do acting? And you're not like up to date with like movies and TV. And I'm like, that's a really good point. Like I should get into that.
Does it matter really? I mean, you're not going to just mimic someone you see in a movie. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get tips from acting, but.
You know where I get a lot of my acting experience is one side gig. Have you ever heard of standardized patients?
No.
So at a med school, they'll hire actors to portray people coming in with different ailments. And so I'm actually training. And so I've discovered this was a job because my sister's in PA school. She works with these standardized patients. A lot of them are actors. So I get hired to do like, you know, you have to get difficult news. Like you find out you have cancer or something, and it's helping the students get ready to do that in the real world. So it does feel meaningful because you're helping them. I have one coming up where I'm portraying a patient with schizophrenia. And so I'm like learning. So I just had a meeting for it today, and it's in a couple of weeks, but I basically have to do that like 10 times in a row for different students. Man. And honestly, it's like the best acting exercise I've ever had. So there's no rules. They're like, okay, so at some point when they give you the medicine, you have to throw it across the room. But you pretty much are hearing voices. And, you know, I'm really fascinated with psychology. I also do a lot of work in, like, the mental health space with NAMI, which is a mental health organization.
Right.
So I'm like, I want to do it justice and really learn about, like, how somebody who's hearing auditory hallucinations would act. And then you're helping out these students. So I might not watch movies, but I'm you know, portraying patients with serious conditions.
I'm gonna be the guy that goes in and has pink eye, and I'm gonna act like my world is, or viral conjunctivitis is the actual term. Hey, this is so much fun, Andrea. It's been great getting to know you. Thank you for being on the show. If you're ever up in the Green Bay area, come in and juggle in the studio. You see all this space, you can watch color TV, and you can juggle in the chair. It lends itself to all of your talents. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Wisconsin's lucky to have you. Discover Wisconsin's Andrea Belke. Hope we can do it again. Have a great night. Thanks.
Have a good night.
All right. That's Andrea Belke. Check out Discover Wisconsin. She has a website, too. And check out Conrad on MILF Manor coming up. You don't want to miss that either. This is Peach Wobbin Nightlight. Dressed up like Elvis.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Set up. That was like a covert, just snuck in. And
well, I heard 30 seconds and I was like, let's hurry up.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
It is great to have you guys in studio. We've got Eric Ratzek and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother are here. They're going to perform for us and we're going to have a discussion about what I like to call rock and roll.
Sure.
Sure.
We can do that.
How you guys been?
Good. Busy, man. You just caught us at the end of a very busy period in our lives for Ask Your Mother.
That's true. And we've been all over the state in the past week alone.
Really?
So we've been all over.
Tell us
the place.
About it. Where you been?
Well, Green Bay, for one.
Yeah. Just
here.
Across the street here.
We were here. Yeah. We were over at Titletown on the rooftop.
Oh, sweet.
Doing our own U2 show there. No, it wasn't really like it was on the rooftop, though.
It rivaled the Beatles on the rooftop. It was.
There was more people over here, I think, that we could see from there because they had their I don't know what they have over here. Like on
didn't
the
matter.
City deck.
It wasn't Ask Your Mother. That's all that matters.
There was a lot of people that ended up over there, but it was fun. What else? We were on Channel 5 that
week. Yeah.
We did live
cool.
at 5 in the morning, so we did that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't that early. It was like Channel 5. Is what I'm saying, Channel 5.
Oh,
it was like a live segment we played on there for a little bit and did a little interview and then. That night, we were in Oshkosh at SOS Brothers Tent and EAA, so that was crazy fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been nuts. Milwaukee last weekend, so we've been all
over. This is just a side hustle for you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
We all have real jobs.
Let's not forget Scandinavia.
Yeah, the corn roast.
Squeeze Scandinavia in there. They always get forgotten. Scandinavia corn roast.
I don't know why we'd forget that when the zipper operator was so kind to offer us free rides the next day.
Yeah.
Not that day, next day.
If we came back the next day, we would get free rides.
I was this close to canceling our state fair gig just for the rides.
So what was the zipper at? Was it like at a county fair?
Well, it's like the Scandinavia does like a corn roast is what it's called.
Okay.
So it's like a kind of like a community fundraiser kind of thing. Like we were on stage the night for like the Scandinavia Fire Department hired us for that. So
very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's a fun show. We like doing it and.
It's a good event.
Good crowd.
You don't
the people
get the zipper
fun.
After every show. It's...
Well, Tim, our lead guitar player, says it's not a county fair unless it has a zipper. They're
what
just
was the
posing.
World?
Yeah.
And you feel like you're going to die sometimes. Like once in a while, the guys look like they really know how to assemble the stuff. But every once in a while, man, you're like,
there was always that comedian that said, like, a couple hours ago, this ride was on the highway.
So what was the Milwaukee gig?
State Fair. We were down
sweet.
For that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that crowd like?
Oh,
I would
awesome.
Imagine they're
so
fantastic.
Cool.
Fun, absolutely. But we get we've been doing the Saturday there at the tavern at the park, and it's just a huge, just eclectic mix of people, I guess would be the way to say it.
And at different times. So you have people that are there when you start, you have people walking by, you have people stopping and listening, you have people singing along as they're walking, you know, from the barn to the exhibition hall.
Let's not forget the guy that was breakdancing.
We had some creative, we had a dance off at one point between.
It was nuts.
It was crazy.
5, 6, 7.
And they were going for it, man.
Yeah, the guy just, I mean, it's like blacktop. It's not like conducive for breakdancing.
No, he didn't bring a piece of cardboard or anything. He was just right on the blacktop.
He's like, I'm going for it.
And he did.
He went for it.
He won, I say.
What's
he won the dance off.
What's the biggest crowd you guys have ever played for?
I'd probably be opening for Cheap Trick, I think.
Yeah. Open for Cheap Trick at the Greenville Lions Catfish Races, that whole deal they do every year, a few years back.
Yeah, that was, I think, 10,000 at that one.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What does that, do to you guys, well, as performers? I mean,
I think get a little nervous. Yeah. I mean, a little bit. Sure, you walk out. The thing is, what I always find is funny, I feel like a bigger crowd is easier to play for than a small crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's more judgment happening from 10 people versus 10,000.
Yeah. Right. And it's almost like a roller coaster because you might be, you're nervous, you know, heading up that ramp. You're nervous until you play that first note.
Yeah.
And you play the note and people start singing along, all of a sudden you're going and you just ride it.
You just feed off of it. It's huge. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you get the gig? Did Cheap Trick's management reach out?
I like to think so, but that's not what happened. Personally, they asked for us.
I think our agent got us actually that show. Bananas Entertainment got us in there. So
thanks, Lance.
Yeah. Lance, Ryan, shout out to Megan, Lance. If you're listening. Yes, thank you all. We appreciate you.
But you got some cool stuff coming up, too. Speaking of crowds, you get the Brown County Fair.
Heck yeah.
Let's find out when that is.
It's Thursday.
It's next Thursday, isn't it?
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we have the Brown County Fair. We've got that coming up. We've got a full weekend that weekend.
We have three in a row. Yeah. That's a big weekend. Nice. So that weekend, we got Brown County Fair the Thursday, which is...
That's a week from this
15th.
Coming.
Yeah, okay. The 15th will be there. We're also doing our favorite country bar, that one in Appleton. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Watertown, speaking of all over the map,
wow. Yeah.
We'll be there. We got a Rippin' Main Street show coming up August 23rd. We're doing Jones Park. That'll be huge.
Is that the Thursday night thing they do?
Yeah, that's fun.
That's really cool.
That's the last week they're doing it, too, is when we're there.
Oh, for the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, that's a real big crowd. It's a great crowd. It's a lot of fun. Family friendly, a lot of food, a lot of music. Also, my wife's birthday, so that's
it's Aaron freaking Krause's birthday, so we got to make sure we shout that out. Yeah. And then
you guys are kind of like celebrities around here. So,
I don't know about all that.
But. Well, I mean, you have a following. I mean, it's really easy to find out information.
We just got 10,000 followers on Facebook, nice. So that's a good milestone.
We get recognized in not like paparazzi style, but you might be sitting down for dinner and somebody's like, oh, how'd the gig go? And you're like, I have no idea who you are. Yeah.
Which one?
Who are you?
Is it different when you play here where people are more likely to know you as down, like, say, Watertown or something?
Yeah, for sure. Crowds, and I feel like different? I feel like it's if they don't know us, they're going to by the time we're done. Like, I've tried to make it memorable, you know? Yeah.
Does it make you try harder?
It does. I feel like when it's someone that hasn't seen us and we have to work a little harder to win them over, that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure.
Sing louder.
I don't know if I can sing louder.
I don't
louder.
Know if you could sing louder. You can't sing louder. Tim's amp can't be any louder. It can't be any louder if we
I
wanted
might
to
jump
be.
Higher, though. Yeah. I might try to jump higher.
Get a little bit extra.
See, I have Reebok
pumps.
I'm not wearing them tonight. I only wear them on stage, but I do have a set of Reebok pumps that I do pump up before each show.
We were talking about this before, how it's hard for you to, like, as animated as you are when you sing, to just sit in a chair in a studio, but you're still, like, just, like, feeling it, man. Yeah. Like, you guys also have a date in Shawano.
We're doing the Shawano Fair for Labor Day weekend. Yeah, that should be a good one.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. We haven't played that one yet, so I'm always... curious is when it's a new place, like what it's going to be like, and always excited for that.
Yeah.
So.
How much do you guys make a year? Don't say that. Conrad, stop.
With all of our shows, or like each of us individually, like.
I'm just saying, you guys must be loaded.
You guys must bring a W-2.
Yeah. And that's, your tax forms, yeah.
And that doesn't count all of our modeling gigs that we do as well.
Right.
Well, we could have you do some of that, too. I'd rather hear you play, but let's do that.
We'll get into that.
We'll take a short news break from Civic Media's award-winning news team. And when we come back, Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother, and they are going to rock us out right here in the studio. You got Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delayed 40 minutes by technical issues, the ex-social media chat between former President Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Trump claimed there was an audience of 60 million when it actually peaked at 1.3.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
Calling asylum seekers.
People that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things.
And
they're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you.
That's never been proven. A statement by the Harris Walz campaign called it self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Democratic convention next week. Sources say former Presidents Obama and Clinton will address the delegates, as will President Trump. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation into CenterPoint Energy, electric utility for Houston, over its fumbled response post-Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The partisan primary is Tuesday. Wisconsin voters will narrow down which candidates run for seats in November. Some of the most contested races will be the 3rd Congressional District. The Democrat who wins will take on incumbent Derek Van Orden, plus the race for Mike Gallagher's old seat representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. There are also two statewide referendum questions on the ballot. Polls open at 7 a.m. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA Certified Organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet. Terry Bell reports.
Labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the highest standards for the animals.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the partisan primary election day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're just getting ready for the big one. That comes in November. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've seen her dressed in blue.
Stretch.
Well, the thing is, we've all seen each other in our underwear because we always change clothes between like our setup clothes and our gig clothes. So,
okay.
Adam, you have great taste in boxers. I mean, I'm just going to say that right now.
You know, I appreciate that coming from you, a man of, you know, distinguished tastes.
Yeah.
When it comes to other men's underwear.
They're always very solid color. That's good for you. I don't like the busy patterns on you. No, the solid color's better.
And I will say the camouflage patterned Speedo cut that you rock. Whoa. Is
well, I mean, sometimes it gets hot in that duck marsh, you know. Yeah. So
Cut to a commercial. How do you know it's camouflage? That's what he's
exactly
wearing. Blend right in.
Walk right into it.
Well, thank you for indulging us in our question of the night. It is International Underwear Day, so we had to ask that. You're a big fan of the state. You saw our ad that went out. Yes. Tom Lennon is here tomorrow night.
That's amazing.
And I forgot about that character. What was the character? The
old-fashioned guy. Like one of the things he said. It was kind of like when SNL did their deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Yeah,
that was
kind of
like their answer to that. But it was him in like a blue leisure suit walking down like a country path, like whittling wood. And he'd be like, call me old-fashioned, but women voters, welcome to planet Mars. Like he'd say just crazy stuff like that. It was so funny.
They just did a tour recently, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got the band back.
That's awesome. Nice.
Hey, we could sit here and yak all night, but I would love to hear whatever you guys, I know what you're going to play, and I'm very excited about it, but why don't you tell people what we're going to hear?
So we're going to do New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick. Most people recognize it as the Mary Moon song from Dumb and Dumber.
All right. Yeah. Adam and Eric in studio from Ask Your Mother.
Rough. I got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Spends a lot of cash.
Though her vibes are rather reckless.
She's headed for a crash.
Overflowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. I ask her without knowing, where do we begin? Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Well, she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get a phone.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets it to where she's going to.
I don't know.
Where the news? I wish I knew. I don't know where she's going and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon, she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, we love me all the septuagenarians.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Mary Moon, don't you hesitate. Don't segregate your thoughts from your emotions.
Mary Moon,
I know devotion isn't way out there. Rough.
Mary Moon,
she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon.
She's an intellectual.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, despite the fact, remains quite sexual.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon,
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon,
Mary Moon, Mary Moon. Mary Moon, Mary Moon,
for me.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Rough.
That's great. Very nice. How is that song not just called Mary Moon?
I don't know.
Tried to be artsy about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's kind of new in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's new-ish. Yeah. I mean, obviously the song's from the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we added it not too long ago.
No, not about within the last year or so. I think we added that like when we started doing the Killers and that too around then.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, not just for the crowd, obviously. They want every show to feel a little bit different and mm-hmm. and unique. But for us being in the band, you know, if we just played the same 20 songs every night in the same order, it would get pretty stale for us too.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Adam's really good at like throwing random like songs in songs. So
yeah, that also keeps it fun.
Depending where we're playing, like all of a sudden, like we're playing at EA and all of a sudden I hear the Top Gun theme being played in the middle of a song. And I'm like, I know what Adam's doing right now.
All I need, the only Stretch is one of the only people that notices it. So when I do it, he just turns around and gives me a little smile, a little wink. And that's how I know I've done well. Yeah. If I crack Joey, the drummer up, that's gold.
Important.
Then. That's
yeah.
when I feel
Who do you guys like to, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of them, but who do you like to play the most?
Man,
from a band standpoint?
Yeah, like, or solo, whatever, you know.
I think that one of my favorite songs we do perform, and I think just because of its crowd reaction and how much fun we have with the crowd, it is My Body by Young the Giant. I just always love doing that one. I feel like we do a really good job on it. Volbeat also did a cover of that as well, but it's kind of like one of the songs where I like make everybody stand up if they don't, if they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Get up. Get out of your. I know you have a table, but just stand next to it for one song. That's all I'm asking.
And do you ever do that? Are you ever confrontational?
Oh, absolutely.
Like getting in people.
How detailed do you want to get on this question?
Yeah. Adam's really good at if he's not getting a reaction, he will insult your town until he gets a reaction.
In a playful way.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to get your attention, is all. Like if we were in Green Bay, he'd be like, well, this really sounds like a DePere crowd tonight, man, since you guys aren't really doing anything.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, though, in a way.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. That's
what I'm going for. Doesn't sound like a Green Bay, I know.
Yeah.
We should mention, you guys are multiple, many Whammy nominees. That's
always a
cool.
Bridesmaid, never the bride. But
oh,
that's
really?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'd
doesn't
actually
rather. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. You do better if you don't win.
Right.
Kind of thing. So
okay.
I've always thought of us as the Chris
then you're
Daughtry
win one
of cover
right.
bands.
Like, forget about
for
all
sure.
that other stuff.
For right sure. On. Then like wasn't Morgan Wallen one of them? Look at him. He's throwing stuff off rooftops.
On,
like,
he was on American Idol.
I thought he was on one of those shows.
Really?
Which, yeah, who is that?
Morgan Wallen? Come on, you don't know the guy that threw the chair off the top of a building in Nashville and almost hit some cops and got arrested.
Oh, yeah, we want to be like him.
That's what we're striving
for.
What
about Soul Patrol? What was that guy? Remember him?
No, I don't.
Who was Soul Patrol? He had the gray hair?
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that American Idol?
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
See, that's why I don't know.
No, okay.
I barely know any
that was
of the
years
people
ago.
On there. Yeah. Like, I know Kelly Clarkson because she, like, won the first one.
Do you guys do any Kelly Clarkson?
No. We haven't. We did a Taylor Swift song one time.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't do any Kelly
people
Clarkson.
People lose their minds, or was it kind of?
It was, she wasn't as big at the time when we did it. I think it was poor timing on our part when we did it. But, I mean, people
might
kind of laugh.
Might
want
to revisit that.
We'll bring it back. Yeah.
Right. I think one song that's kind of fun that we brought back is Flowrider Low, we started doing. So, like,
that's a great. Wait, is that the one? I got a good feeling. Is that
no?
It's the boots with the fur. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Sing a little bit of a stretch there.
Oh man, now I got to think how it goes now.
He can start you off.
I usually play keyboards on this.
Shorty Adam Apple. There it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He doesn't play it on guitar. He plays the keys. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one.
She had the apple bottom
jeans,
boots with the fur.
With the fur.
That's a fun one to do.
Really,
you guys do that a good job. I think you did that last time. You were playing like a dance tune.
I don't remember.
Maybe we did Tricky. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. Did we do Tricky?
We might have.
We
did.
It's Tricky, Run DMC. I know we did Foo Fighters last time for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite venue in like Northeast Wisconsin, and then maybe wider in the state. Sure. You have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Epic in here. Like that place is unbelievable. Bay, yeah. that place is unbelievable. But like, I don't know, where else do you think? Like,
well, I always because that's a pretty common question. You know, what's your favorite show of the year? What do you like to play? That Oshkosh EAA show
nuts.
Is a blast because it's people from all over the world, mm-hmm. and it's a big crowd, and they just dance and have a good time. They're all camping there, so they're all hanging out all night.
They all smell.
A great, yeah, they do. They've all had a few, a few brewskis.
And
they
it's
say.
Kind of funny because they're like 90% of them are either pilots or just crazy aviation enthusiasts, and yeah. so they're. I don't know. I feel like they don't party a lot, but when they do, they let it snap.
They let it go, man.
I feel like they're all on vacation. And it's one of those things like where you play a vacation venue area that's on vacation. People already have the mindset we're having fun.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's just that much easier to make them have more fun.
But they're really, I mean, I can't.
It's hard to pick a one place.
I won't name any names. There are venues that I never liked playing that we don't play anymore. The ones we
because you said you didn't want to play there anymore.
It's exactly what I said. And we haven't played there since.
It's good.
But there is not a bad venue in the valley or in the area.
There's so many good places. It's hard to pick one.
People treat you well. Good stages, good crowds. So I don't want to knock any of the ones that we do play because they are all really pretty spectacular.
Those are the voices of Adam Krause and Eric Rathsack, the guys from Ask Your Mother who are here for the second time. This is so cool. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We must not have like made them too mad.
Thought maybe I left my keys here or something.
Just glad I wasn't one of the places you guys like trash before we left.
No,
no. Said, we don't want to.
No, like, no, no, no.
We'll do Mido and the Mayor, but we're not doing Nightlight anymore.
No, go. Both are good. It's the same studio. I mean, why would we trash it?
I'm a nice guy, so I don't. Those guys I know, they can bully people.
Well, Jim was asking me if I wanted to get into politics, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Like, he's trying to groom you for take his old seat.
No, Jim, I'm fine being a singer in a band. That's cool.
All right, so answer this question for me. Let's do Adam first. When people say, when they watch you play guitar, they say, oh, he reminds me of, who do you want them to say?
I would love it if they said Slash.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I would love that, yeah.
That's a great answer.
No, for the record, no one has ever said that, but if they did, I would be
floored. Hey, I will now, though.
Somebody said that you reminded them of the Winter Soldier, though. So
that's even better.
Wait, is that from The Boys?
No.
Oh, no, that's from the
Marvel.
Captain
America. Marvel. Okay. The Boys is a great show, though.
I'm trying to get through. Season 3?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so graphic.
Wait for the finale.
I'm not a prude. Yeah, I hear it's great.
It's awesome.
My son has been asking me to watch it. I love Season 1. Season 2, I thought, really got going, but the... Season 3 had so much crazy stuff, it kind of took me out of the story a little bit.
Oh, it gets crazier.
In a good way?
Yeah, it's almost parallel to kind of, like, you know, very on topic with the political...
Yes,
climate.
I've heard that. I've heard that. And I'm on season 2, or I'm sorry, season 4, episode 2.
It's a good show. So I like it.
We'll circle back after I finish it. We'll see. All right, so same question for you. When they see you sing and perform... That guy reminds me of...
Oh, man. I don't know if I have anybody that I would wish... I mean, Dave Grohl's a hero of mine, of course, so yeah. I would say that. Just for the energy he puts out. I've seen him twice live, and it's awesome. It's a good vibe you get from him all night. I feel like he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he takes what he does seriously.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I approach it. I've always said, though, for two local guys that I always looked up to, Mikey Wendlin and Scotty Thurwatcher, those two guys, if I can mend them into one... lead singer, that'd be the perfect lead singer, I think.
Wow, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
Yeah.
And Dave Grohl, too.
Yeah.
Nirvana and the Foo. I'm amazed at people that can do it more than once or with more than one entity, so to speak.
I feel like he's got to be one of the most successful high school dropouts of all time.
Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother. They're going to sing another tune for us when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, you feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you in the night, in the dream of love so true.
In the night, in my dreams, I'm in love with you. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey everyone, hope you're having a good Monday. Pete's on vacation, so I put together some great interviews with some great guests. Right now we have Ask Your Mother, who perform in studio. Hope you enjoy.
Mothers watching Ask Your Mother, right?
Yeah, I see my mom said these guys sound great. Thank you, Mom. Amy Vermiglio. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for listening,
Shout out to you, Amy.
I'm sure Laura Krause is listening,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Laura freaking Krause is definitely.
That'd be Adam's mom. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's definitely out there.
What do you guys, what do you want to play? You
got what was the next one we were going to do?
Let's do country.
Let's do a country, because, yeah, we mix it up with our show. So I don't think we did a country song on here yet, so we're going to do a country song.
Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Friday at 5, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week for the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hey! Parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down a long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I bought a tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm a rockin' man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Let's go drinking. I forgot the words, Adam.
Isn't this the part where I dance in front of you?
That's what it usually is.
Is that why you can't remember?
That's what it is. Because
you're remember. Waiting for me to
I
dance?
I just remembered it.
Okay. Do you need me to dance on you
no.
for this? Okay.
Make me want to go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peek-a-boo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you got to do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My hell, Monday morning at alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. I'm ready to rock if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover still hanging around. You know that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hear that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll I really did forget the words there for a second.
That's all right. You guys.
You know why I forgot the words?
Why is that, Stretch?
Because you didn't dance on me.
I didn't dance on you. Normally, I come up on Stretch and I dance a little bit.
Laura?
Laura Krause.
Laura freaking Krause is right here, guys. And you guys are brides in my book.
We are not bridesmaids. That is the nicest thing someone's ever said to us.
That's with the awards thing, not the underwear question.
Appreciate it.
That was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Would you have a favorite genre to play? If not a band?
I will say, when you asked that before, the first thing that popped in my head was Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a fun one to play. I like
it. It never gets old. The crowd loves it.
We always make them sing back to us, too, and they always do it every time.
I will say, I think we probably, if I had to say one of our strengths as a band, is probably kind of the alt-rock, hard-rock. Stretch can really sing it well. We've got two guitars. We can both play well. We got, you know, obviously...
Between Adam and Tim, they both can solo. Like, it's not like we're waiting, like, one has to be rhythm, the other. No, they're both very good on their own. Like,
And Kevin and Joey grew up playing that stuff, and they just love that music. And, you know, you can't play all Metallica. You can't play any, you know, too many Slayer covers in there either. But
you know what? Let's do Breaking the Law, like Judas Priest. Yeah. We do that. Like, that's the song we do. Like, but then we'll do Flo Rida Lowe, and then we're doing Eric Church, and then Johnny Cash, and then it's like, what else? What don't they do?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
It's so cool that people
we do.
I think they used to, like, the top 40 used to have a lot of different kinds of music in it. And that sounds like, now it's like you listen to country, rock, folk, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we try to do. Like we always say, if you come to our show and you don't like at least one song we do, then you don't like music and just go home and be crabby.
Is that what, I hope we don't say, do we say that?
Yeah, go home and be crabby. If you don't like, if you don't like any of the songs we play, you just stay home and be crabby there.
I think we do see a lot from, this is gonna make me sound old, the younger generation.
Kids.
Streaming music and things. They have a wider experience of music than we did growing up with the radio.
Oh, I agree with
or
that.
Or buying CDs. When we play a song like Mr. Brightside, which is 20 years old now.
Crazy to me to think that.
Every person under the age of 20 knows the words, all the words to that song, because they've either heard it or they've streamed it or they've seen it on TikTok, whatever. They figured it out and they went and they learned it and they know that song.
Well, so the thing about that
we see
song
that a lot.
Is, Adam, the first verse and the second verse are exactly the same.
So you could probably remember
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. That was just going to get to that. That's why I haven't screwed that one up.
Is that
there.
Right?
This is fun. Oh, we got some more Ask Your Mother. From the band.
Mother. That's probably Joey, I guarantee it. He also said Slayer, so that's definitely Joey.
That's Joey. He just gave himself away.
But speaking of Joey and Kevin, it's our rhythm section. Do you want to leave those guys out? They're great as well. Bass, drums, Joey's yellow kit. You got to come see it.
Oh, it's they're so welcome yellow. Here anytime. Conrad, should we just have him play us out?
Yeah, we could do that.
Play us out, guys.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum past president Rob Henkin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.